The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, folks. This is Jethro Silverwing. It is March 11th, 2008. And this is the Jethro Silverwing Show. And I'm broadcasting live from my apartment here in South Kinos. And I'm just going to relax in the hot tub, I think, for this broadcast. I'm going to strip off my clothes. Anyone care to join me? Come on up.
I'm going off hunting.
Hunting?
Of course.
Well, at least wait until you're introduced, all right? With me, as always, is my love, my main squeeze, the woman I lean on, the woman who leans on me. It's Elkin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
It's like a broken record every time.
I'm not broken.
All right, so we are here. Where are you from?
You're there. I'm here. You're up there. I'm down there. You're
well,
anywhere.
Fine. Don't just be that way.
I am.
So, I'm sitting here in my hot tub, completely naked.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You still got those pant things on.
Well, in EverQuest terms, I'm completely naked.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes.
Skyheart is with me. She's not naked, but that's all right.
You're not going to put Jell-O in the tub again, are you?
I certainly hope she doesn't.
Okay. I'm not cleaning it.
Neither am I. I told Skyheart if she jellos my tub again, she's going to be in some real trouble.
Unless it's lime jello.
Mmm.
I don't think they make it anymore.
Lime jello? Of course they make lime jello. What else are you going to feed prisoners?
Why would they feed lime jello to prisoners?
Because it's horrible!
Oh.
It's cruel and unusual punishment, I tell you.
Well, you do that, and I'm going to go out and hunt. Because that's what I do. There's a pinata gnome out there somewhere.
Pinata gnome?
Yeah.
That's really bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Now I'm going to go out and do some Ritz.
All righty. Hey, Domino's listening in.
Run, Domino.
Run! Run! Okay, so, what happened this weekend? Well,
I don't know.
Me and a bunch of people, we got an invite to go down to San Diego and meet up with the SOE development team and the community leaders and support staff and stuff like that. And I got to say, I had a freaking good time.
I'm glad you did.
I really had a fantastic time. I met Domino. Domino's in the chat channel here. Domino, of course, in charge of the trade skills. So if you like what's been done to the trade skills in the last year with the new simplified display and not eating up all of your mana to do one, you know, make one arrow, join us in our online chat here, eq2.guk.ogr, in the online gaming radio chat channel here. Domino's listening in. And
she's wonderful.
She did such a wonderful job fixing the trade skills. I thank you very much. I wanted to walk up to her during the summit this past weekend and just give her a big hug and a kiss and stuff like that. But I restrained myself.
You told her it was for me. It could have been perfectly fine.
But, yeah, I walked up to her and I'm like, are you Domino with the trade skills? And she kind of backed up.
Poor thing. As Domino, we appreciate you.
I really appreciate Domino. I told her that from my fiance, I was supposed to give her a big hug and a kiss and dip her down really low and get all mushy about it. But I restrained myself. I restrained myself and I just thanked her very heartily for all the hard work that she's put into the trade skills. I love it now. I don't mind spending some time in front of the woodworking bench doing my arrows and
working the wood, baby.
Oh yeah, he works that wood.
Gotta work that wood.
Totally serious, Domino. He really appreciates, he totally gave up on wood, you know, trade skills altogether.
I started buying my arrows instead of making them and stuff, and I just completely had it with the trade skills entirely. And ever since, you know, this last fix, what was it? It was with ROK, right? That the new
new
system went into effect. Ever since then, it's been so easy. I mean, the only other thing that would make me even happier would be if they brought back the portable, like the fletching kits that we had in EQ1.
Well, you do have a portable woodworking table.
Well,
some.
Yes, but it's not permanent. It's only good for a few tries, and
you get about 8 combines out of it.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I would love to have the fletching kits again. Of course, I was talking to some of the devs about it, and like, yeah, but if we give you the fletching kits, then people are going to want portable forges. And I'm like, well, that wasn't an EQ1. That's impractical. You can't have a portable forge. But their whole ideal is now, well, if you do it for one, you have to do it for everybody.
True.
Yes, but you can have a portable fletching kit. If you're someone who makes your own arrows in real life, you know that you can do it on the run.
Still, you know, they might come up with something that's portable, like the woodworking, you know. You got the woodworking table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. At least you got that.
Yes. And also, another great part of my weekend is I got to meet Venok from the Legion of Kithkor here on the Antonia Vale server. He surprised me. He really did. I mean, in-game, he's a little harsh. He's a little abrasive. But I gotta say, the man loves trade skilling. I mean, not trade skilling, role-playing. And met him in real life, and I like him. I think he's a great guy. Spent most of the weekend with him, and I really like him. As a matter of fact, if I ever go down to California again, I want to meet him again. We'll hang out. We'll go to Dick's Last Resort. Oh, my God, that place.
Oh, you've got all those pictures posted on the gallery. They're just hilarious.
Yes, if you go to kithacore.org and go to our photo gallery, I have pictures of the summit. I got pictures of us at Dick's Last Resort. This place, if anyone's familiar with the old, I don't even know if they're around anymore, the Roadkill Cafes, it's something similar to that. It may be even more abrasive. I mean, you go in there and the waiters are supposed to be rude. You go in and they shuffle you off to your table and they're like, yo, take a friggin' seat. And they don't ask you what you want. You know, it's not, okay, sir, what would you like this evening? No, it's, what do you want? want something to wash that down with? I felt so sorry for Momoche. She is the head of the Japanese support staff, the customer relations staff, or something like that anyway. And she's such a sweet Japanese girl. She is just sweet, and I just wanted to ball her up and just take her home with me. She's adorable. And we're at Dick's Last Resort. And she's standing in between the tables talking to somebody. I can't remember who she was talking about. And I can't remember who she was talking to. And this waiter come up from behind her. And Momoche didn't know someone was trying to get by. The waiter is just like, "Get out of my way!"
Poor thing.
And God, I thought she was gonna piss herself. She damn near had a heart attack. She almost ended up on the floor. He scared her. But it was funny.
Tell her about the napkins.
Oh, yeah. And, well, while you're at Dick's Last Resort, you know what? They better send me a t-shirt if they ever hear this. if you go to Dick's Last Resort, you are allowed to throw stuff at the other patrons. Not only your own table. It's expected of you to go around and throw stuff at other people having their meal.
Well, as long as it's not food or...
Right, as long as it's not food or anything that's going to hurt them. So they supply you with a fresh ammo supply of napkins. And if you've stopped throwing stuff for a while, the wait staff will go around and rip open brand new packages of those folding napkins that they put into the dispensers and throw them at you. I mean, the whole stack. They'll throw them at you. Just because they think you don't have any more ammo.
Oh, and how did you get by not having a hat?
I did, actually. They put a hat on me, but the, you know, what it is, it was some kind of tough white paper. I think it was Tyvek or something like that. But they put it on, and people started throwing stuff, of course, and the hats became targets. Well, the staple that was holding mine together let go. So I just, honestly, I tore it up and used it as ammo.
What did yours say?
I can't remember.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh.
Grimwell took a, no, not Grimwell, Coyote took a picture of it.
I'll have to grill him.
Yeah, so we'll have to see about getting some links to those photos, or getting the photos and we'll post them on the gallery or something like that.
Oh, speaking of photos, that and Coyote. That one you took of him is just so cool. He hates it, but I love it.
Which one's that?
The bondage one.
Oh, yeah. Up on the roof is where we had our mixers, and they actually have a bunch of sand and stuff. They're trying to make it look like a beach up on the roof, and they have these little hanging basket chairs. And he was in one of those hanging on for his dear life. I mean, the guy's only like 5'2 or something like that. His feet couldn't touch the ground. And he's hanging on to that thing. And I took a picture, and then immediately, I can't remember who it was that was playing with me. It was one of the devs. And we started playing Catch the Delmon.
You mean Swing the Coyote?
Yes, Swing the Coyote. It was Coyote Ball, I think we called it. And we just swung it back and forth and back and forth. And someone was taking video of it. And it was just a really, really good time.
But the picture you have is he's in this hammock type thing, you know, little seat thing, and his hands are right up above his head, crossed, like he's got them tied up.
Yeah, so he was hanging on.
So I gave, you know, I posted on the thing that, and I even sent him email saying, "Oh boy, I love that, you know, shot of yours."
Uh-huh.
Poor Coyote.
But I gotta say, there was one major disappointment. Well, probably several, but only one that I'm personally involved in. And that was the Delmon didn't make it.
Oh, I know.
He was supposed to. Delmon, I'm very sorry. There was some weather issues in Dallas. He flew from New York to Dallas, and they canceled his flight. That sucks. I was really looking forward to meeting Delmon.
But Delmon wasn't the only one stuck in...
There was a total of five people... What? Spider Bite was another one.
Yes.
I don't know the others, but...
Delmon met one, but I'm not sure if he ever asked the person's name.
I don't know. But, yeah, so five people ended up being stuck in Dallas.
And he didn't fly out. He says, not New York.
Oh, Delmon would have flown out of Boston, I think.
There you go. Out of Logan.
Well, whichever.
Whatever. Semantics.
Anyway. And I've got to say, I am coughing a little bit, but that's my own fault. That's because I'm drinking, and...
You're not coughing because you're drinking the tea.
No, I'm coughing because I was drinking the tea while I was trying to talk, and I inhaled some.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to do that.
Jared is asking me if there's any way to talk to the channel through Vanguard, and I don't believe so.
No.
If I remember correctly, Vanguard's one of the SOE games that cannot connect to the, Sony chat, server. Well, the, Universal chat server, I should say. So, no, I'm sorry, you can't get in there if you're on Vanguard. But why were you on Vanguard anyway?
Be nice. Lots of people like Vanguard. Vanguard's not that bad. Just,
I will say
just
this.
Just because we're not into it.
I will say this, and I'm probably going to get some flack about it later, maybe even a nasty email. But the customer relations person from Vanguard was gorgeous.
She's the blonde in a lot of the photographs. Long blonde hair. She's really pretty.
Oh, God.
Hey, look at the guild, hon. Somebody just dinged.
Whoop. Hey, we have a ding. We have a ding. Venok. Has just dinged to 77 Venok. Congratulations. And there's your ding. Congratulations. All right. Woo, Venok.
And speaking of tea.
Oh, yeah, speaking of tea, we have this nice little tea here that I'm using to try to help my throat.
And?
Oh, why don't you say it, hon?
What?
Eloquent Jenna made this tea for me, and it is helping my throat.
Yes! I'm becoming an alchemist. Level 5.
Of course, it doesn't help that I, inhaled some earlier.
No, I took advice of Win-Win. She was saying slippery elm. Mm-hmm. And if you guys remember right, I picked him up some tea, and he thought it was terrible, and it really was. It had a lot of stuff in there he really didn't need.
Oh, God, that stuff I had last week was horrible.
It was the licorice and a couple other ingredients in it that I even looked at and went, So there's a really good health food store over in Everett, which is, to me, it's like, over there to him, to Jethel, it's like a 15-minute or 20-minute drive. But they have a lot of stuff in bulk. And I picked up another prepackaged type tea, and I was reading the back of it, and the few of the main ingredients, I went back to their bulk section and I just got and started creating my own. And he is drinking a tea made of slippery elm, something called mullein, M-U-L-L-I-E-N.
Mullein? Ah! Jeez, it's allergic to mullein!
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
Fine. And then this is like a throwback to Legends, the movie. He's got a little clove's foot in it. No sassafras, though, but just his clove's
foot. Ah, a little clove's foot?
Yep, that's you got it in there. And then I'm sitting there thinking, okay, fine, we've got these three ingredients that are good for the throat, but we need something extra. So I threw in some lemon balm, which, it come to find out, I went with just, what I felt. And yeah, that's good for the throat, too. And then I threw in some peppermint leaf, which sort of gives the whole thing a nice extra aftertaste in your mouth after you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a tea connoisseur. He just drinks it because he's got to. But it's really a nice blend. I am surprised. So
much better than the stuff we had last week. Much better.
It's because I'm cutting out all the extra stuff, and I'm going with just strictly the main stuff. So.
Well, I would like to say hello to Jared and Andrew LaCoria, who has been sending me tells the entire time I've been on the air. Sorry, I don't really respond to tells while I'm on the air. It just, because I'm finding it kind of hard to type and talk and concentrate at the same time. And, yeah. So, if you're sending me tells in-game and I'm not responding, it's because I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm saying. Otherwise, I start typing and then I start being quiet. Yeah. So, anyway. So, I'm sitting here in my hot tub. Anyone care to join me, you can come on down to South Kinos on the Antonia Vale server. I'm in South Kinos in the last house before you get to the Kinos Harbor. Just right-click, choose Visit, and choose Jethel.
Isn't it Antonia Vale 4 or 3 or something?
I have no idea.
Isn't
and besides,
funny?
You know, it doesn't matter what your address is, because if you tell me an address, I'm not going to find it. But if I tell you I'm in the last house before you get to the docks, you know where I am.
I think it's funny. Once you buy a house, you can never look at the address again.
That's true.
Somebody else has to tell you where you live.
Drisha says it's 4 Bale Court.
Yeah, because she probably doesn't have a place there, and she can look at the address.
Yes.
Drisha. I can't tell you where I live, because it won't show me my address anymore. Mm-hmm. At least I don't know how to figure it out. I
want to give a little shout-out here to Drisha, who's shaking her tail for me. She's a cute little mousie, shaking her tail and showing off her spoon.
I like that spoon on hers. That's so cool.
That is a cool spoon.
What? Oh, cool! Guess what I just got.
What'd you get?
Yes!
What?
Legends of Norrath's Forsworn booster pack is all mine.
Cool, you'll have to see what you got.
I don't know yet. It's just so cool. I love finding those.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I've been corrected. It's not Drisha, it's Disha. Sorry.
Look at that. That's neat.
All right, let's see what you got there. Legend of Norrath booster pack.
I have to redeem it, see what I've got in it, but I'm going to wait. I'm out here doing grits and stuff, but that is, like, so cool. I like that.
Congratulations. Now, what I want to know is why Disha is watching me hot tub while I'm naked.
Voyeurism?
Apparently. That's all right, though. I don't care. Jethel has no shame.
Oh, yeah. There's Venknock got a ghostly wog. I mean, he had to trade for it, but it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. I wouldn't mind having one. Yeah. It's fiery. It's right up your alley, hon.
Well, wait a minute. Can you actually use it if you're a good guy? Apparently.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess I'll have to try to trade around and get you one or something. But you run. You've already made it to point that you don't ride anything.
Yes, but for RP reasons, it might be cool.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I would prefer a horse. I really don't like the wargs.
I know, and I've already put it to the forum, and, you know, I can understand it. It's sort of a way that they can prove that they've been loyal to Freeport, but, you know, and I'm probably sure they're going to change this somewhere, so this is not a rant or anything, but, the Freeportians do have those mounts that have, like, well, they're almost like Mistrunners.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Nightmare or something or others, and they've got the blue glow. But I don't think we have anything on Kino's side that has anything like that except the Mistrunners. And I don't know. But maybe eventually they'll give us something else. Maybe we'll have something with a red glow. I don't know. Just to even it out.
Yeah. So we had a good time this weekend.
I'm glad. And it's very good because Jethel had a birthday on Monday.
Yep. So, I am now an old man.
You are not an old man.
I'm older than you.
I'm older than you. You've been asleep in a tree. I had to live through it all, so shh.
I'm telling you, I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm going to get a cane and start shaking it at people. Get off my lawn, you pesky kids.
I would sing you happy birthday, but I can't sing.
That's all right. I don't want to hear it.
I'm pretty sure the people in the channel could do it.
Ah, come on, stop it.
Hey, it's Drisha's? Drisha?
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday.
Oh, well, congratulations, Drisha.
So anyway, I took him out and we fed him veal. That's a thing for baby cows.
I love veal. I do. I love veal and I don't care who knows it. I don't care who hates it either, to be perfectly honest with you.
What the hell is that?
There's someone at my door. Hold on a minute. There's somebody at my door. What the hell?
What's wrong?
What are you guys doing here?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, jeez. Trolls singing me happy birthday. That's all I needed today.
I didn't send them.
Must have been Dole.
Probably. He was kind of scattering when, you know.
So it was Trisha's birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday, huh?
So I think Disha and I deserve a ding for being 1 year older, so... Just give us a couple of trade skill dings.
A birthday is only worth a trade skill ding?
All right, let's give us this one.
Much
better. All right. Ah! There's an ogre in my house. From the Legacy of Honor.
It must be Clump.
No, it's Garug. Garug, something like that.
Relative of Clump?
I don't know. Kind of small for an ogre. Oh, he just got bigger.
I was going to say, maybe he's young.
No, he just got bigger. He was just trying to fool us. So let's see what's going on. Later on in the show, we're actually going to be continuing our, continuing a segment that I actually started, just did one episode of it and stopped. We're going to be continuing with the interview with a PC. And this episode, the first one we did was with Clump. And this one will be live with Venok. We're going to interview Venok, see what's up with his character, see what he's all about.
Okay. Because I'm not going to go out anymore. Last time I went out, I got blown up. Well, no, thank you.
Here we go. I'm just getting out of the hot tub here. Now I'm just going to sit down here completely naked. There we go.
Don't forget to put chemicals in it, okay?
And Venok just showed up. Hello there, Ven. In his brand new werewolf form.
Ah, he's been getting those cards.
See, Delmon wants to know if pie was served at the summit. No. There was no pie.
Cake?
However, there were brownies.
Not even cake. Brownies, huh?
No cake that I remember. There was brownies and free beer. And free alcohol, so.
Which Brass he really loved.
Oh, Brass was great. I love Brass to pieces. BRASSE.com, folks. She runs a fan site. She has a comic strip.
Extremely funny.
She's great. I spent some time with her. The Drunken Dwarf and Brassy just had a great time drinking and just being dwarves. It was fantastic. Better, we gotta have Brass on the show. She said she'd like to come on at some point.
That'd be fun.
So we'll have Brass and the Drunken Dwarf on this show together. Okay, Domino is telling us that they canceled the pie because they heard Delmon couldn't come.
Aw, that's kind of sweet, though.
So, no pie.
Thinking of him.
So, I missed out on pie because of Delmon. Thanks. Dole, if you're looking at Doom Squall, you may want to leave.
Run.
Fast.
Run. Other direction. Do not go near him. Oh, my God.
Gonna get his butt spanked.
We know where he's at.
Oh, yeah. He's in the Thundering Steps.
Don't go near him. He swings all over.
I know, but he roams, man. You're gonna get your little wood elf butt handed to you.
Yeah, Dole, if Doom Squall is up, you know, he's not called Cute and Squishy Squall, is he? No, it's Doom!
Doom! You know, I never had a problem with Doom Squall.
Now, he wiped me out once. The first and only time I've seen him.
Oh, I've seen him, but he's never... I don't know. He never swung over my head or anything, but I've heard he roams sometimes, and it's like... It never happened to me. Looking at.
I have to agree with Delmon. Delmon's saying in the channel here that, you know, the Texans freaked over 3 inches of snow. And you know what? He's absolutely right. People in the South cannot deal with snow at all.
Wasn't it true they ran out of de-icer? They're not used to snow down there at all?
Yep, they ran out of de-icer. That's what I heard. And, I lived in a small town in Tennessee for a couple of years. They had just a dusting. It wasn't even a half inch. And the whole town shut down.
Well, even up here in Washington, they're not even really used to it.
Wussies.
Well, you remember last time it really snowed? And
yeah, I brought it with me.
And basically they closed up towns almost.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not prepared or ready for it.
Yep. Yeah, we did pick up Delmon's luggage at the airport, and it was drunk. It was Delmon's luggage was plastered off its, you know, off its back pockets. But it had a good time. We took it around and I don't know what in the world his underwear did with that hooker.
Didn't you say he had underoos in there somewhere or something?
Yeah, he had Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It underoos.
I didn't know Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It had underoos.
Pirated. I think he made it himself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, his luggage had a great time. Let's see, there was the hooker underwear incident. Of course, some of his t-shirts got up into karaoke.
Wild t-shirts.
Yeah. Actually, that's another thing to mention about the weekend. They had Rockstar loaded on a PS3 up there. That's where you can play the guitar. They have a mic that has a pitch regulator so it knows when you're on key. And a drum set. And Momoche, myself, and one other person. Let me see. I believe someone left a comment saying who it was. So let me see here. The gallery. Because I can't remember who the guy was that was playing the drums. Either here or somebody else's gallery. It could be somebody else's gallery that it was posted to. I don't have it here. But anyway, it was me, Momoche, the Japanese customer support person, and one other guy, and we kicked major butt on Rockstar. And we did Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
You guys ruled.
Thank you, SOE! Good night! I got off the mic, and I just held it up in the air and dropped it. You know, like a rapper does, you know. And everyone clapped and stuff. And, I'm like, thank you, thank you. We're here until Thursday. Try the veal. We had a great time.
Yeah, it's too
fun. It was fun. It really was. So we're going to take a little break here, I think. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
No, I just love the pictures. I want to say thank you to everybody that talked to me on the phone. That was so cool.
Oh, yes. I passed the phone around. Let's see. Brenlo.
Yeah.
Brenlo, I think you talked to
Cody.
Coyote. And did I hand you off to Grimwell at one point?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I still got to say hi. Mm-hmm. And that was cool.
Had a
fan. And then you showed Brells down there. Everybody got to see Brells.
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and plug that. The video to Brells Magic Keg is for Ale has been released at Kithagore.org. So if you want to head on over to Kithagore.org and click on audio video and go down to Brells Magic Keg is for Ale, and the video is now available to be viewed. Or you can always go to YouTube and
yep.
Look, and you can just type Brell's Magic Keg and it'll come up, or you can search for Elquin. It's on her profile.
So if you just want to stream it and you don't want to download it, I mean, downloading it, you'll get a better quality video to watch, okay? So it's just kind of up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one of
you. Now, what do you think of the new software? I think it compressed better, and I think it was smaller.
Yeah, I like the new software. I think it did a great job.
Yeah, I went ahead and got, what did we get, Adobe Elements 3?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it, no, Elements 6.
Well, they discontinued Premiere and came out with Elements.
Yeah, which is okay. So, but it worked out really good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay, I'm done. You can do whatever.
All right, so go ahead and check out that video. Matter of fact, let me get the song up here. Brells, Brells, Brells. Might be under B.
I don't know. It should be under B, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be different on my computer, too, so. Let's see here. Brells Magic Keg. There it is. So let's go ahead and load that up, and we'll start our little music break here with Brells Magic Keg is for Ale. And go ahead and download the video. I have unlimited bandwidth, so just go for it, will ya? And here we go. Music break!
I finished that quest now, and now I've got this big old keg, but I don't drink. So what am I supposed to do with it? Gotta be good for something. Brell's Magic Keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
In ale.
A pitcher of tea with ice.
For ale.
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Drinking all night, getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, you're ruining my house.
But you're doing it all wrong.
It's my keg. I'll do with it whatever I want.
Alright.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
It's for ale.
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale. Oh, sorry.
Make a hot tub to relax.
But.
A place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Not to store weapons, cheese, or mail. You can't make it into something that it's not!
Well, why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
I'm a dwarf!
Not every dwarf is a drunk!
Oh?
What?
Them's is fighting words! Ready, drunks?
Ready!
Yo!
Hey!
Let's sing it! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale! Up all night, getting dizzy and pale!
One minute!
damn it, it's a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet.
Huh?
You're a respective craftsman.
Yeah, true, true.
And Grubbin, you're a guard boldly defending the city of Kinos.
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It, what do you think gives them that courage? Huh?
Son of a...
Bill's Magic Keg is for ale! Bill's Magic Keg is for ale!
In cities, forests, or boats making sail!
Ale, ale, ale!
Ale,
ale,
ale! Bill's Magic Keg is for...
Bill's Magic Keg is for...
Bill's Magic Keg is for ale! The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Okay, and we are back.
Compared to being front?
Grooving side to side, baby.
Oh.
Okay, that was weird. But I'm sure you got Delmon excited.
I always like getting Delmon excited.
Do it one more time for the Delmon. All right, folks, we
evil.
Okay, I'm afraid Venok is having some technical difficulties and may not be able to join us. I'm trying to convince him otherwise, but may not be able to join us here. But in the meantime, I do want to initiate a brand new segment of the show.
Can I say it with you, please?
Well, it'll be kind of hard because there's a delay between us.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Ass of the Night!
Night.
Ass of the Night. Okay. Thought we were going to go off on that, but all right. The Ass of the Night is a new segment where we just tell live on the air who's the ass making text chat really difficult. So tonight, the Ass of the Night is Feasopum. P-H-E-A-S-O-P-O-P-U-M. On the Antonio
Spell that.
Bill. P-H-E-A-S-O-P-U-M. Total Ass of the Night. So let's go ahead and play your little Ass of the Night music. That's right. A total ass. There we go.
And remember to spell that name with /ignore before it.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a favor.
Totally making our Claymore Coalition channel a miserable experience tonight. Thank you very much. I don't care. What are you going to do? Report me? Go right ahead. He's harassing us. I'm just telling people to put him on ignore. Because he is, without a doubt, may I say it,
the ass of the night.
I like that.
Yeah, when he upsets Clump, that's something.
Yeah, Clump is beside himself right now, which, you know, given his size, is actually quite an accomplishment.
No, Clump is the most patient ogre I know.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to get him riled up, and when somebody does rile him up, you know, I'm right there behind him.
Mm-hmm. Now, Femme or Feme, however you, I believe it's pronounced Femme, in the channel there, is saying that that's their third ever ignore in EQ2, and that's my first, actually.
My ignore list is so long. I admit it.
Now, I don't typically put people on ignore.
Let's see. What is my ignore list like? I have 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26.
That's a lot of people on the
28. I would say I have at least a good almost 40 people on ignore.
Holy crap.
But The reason why they are on Ignore. I have to pull it back up because I have to look. There's stupid things like, you know, they were, you know. Let's see. Somebody sniped one of our guildmates during a raid. Another one we put down is Avoid Like the Plague because they're really bad in group. Another person...
I love Delmon's comment there. 40 people and they're all alts of Delmon.
Is that it?
That's funny.
Farmers, or they're people who are ninja'd shit during group, and I said shit. Yes, I did. I think I have a couple on here that think role-playing is stupid, but they're on AB, so it's like, poof, you're on Ignore, I'm not going to deal with you. So call me harsh, call me rash, but, you know.
Can I call you late for dinner?
No, because usually I have to cook it, then it'll be late for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you are the one that gets home, you know, an hour and a half before I do. So.
I know, and I need to make sure the dinner is ready for you.
Make that dinner, woman!
And then when you get home, I pull your shoes off and your socks.
I gotta say, I got it good, folks. Elquin knows how to take care of me.
Get you a drink. Yes, you can call me Elquin.
She makes me feel like a real man!
But you are. All man.
Am I, though?
Yes, you are.
Are you sure I'm not, like, part warg or anything? I do drool a little bit.
You have? Not on me.
Well, not lately.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should. Oh, this is not good. I hate it when I have two on me.
But what? Two what? Men?
Mobs.
Oh. Well, the mobs can be men.
No, these are taterback gorilla. Terror.
So what are you saying? You have two taters?
I have two taters on me. And it's time to escape. Boom. And no, I wasn't trying to take on two. It was like, na 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 na. Oh, no. And I'm talking. And all of a sudden, ah! Oops. Forgot to stealth. So should I open my pack and see if I got anything cool?
I think you should.
All right. Well, I'm safe right now. So let's see. Where is this?
Do me a favor, lean over and smack Eric and tell him I'm busy.
Eric, stop it. Stop it. He's busy. Stop it. Will you quit it? And break your fingers. I'll take your keyboard away. I'll unplug your internet. I have the thing over here.
She has the router.
Yeah.
The router of doom.
The router of doom is on my side, so stop it. Okay, the dog's molesting him. I'm redeeming this thing.
The dog is molesting him?
Yeah, well, let's not go into that.
Okay.
And Dole is trying to break the Farback machine. You break it, you pay for the gnomes to come out and fix it.
Exactly.
It's cheap.
And you know what happened the last time the machine broke?
I don't want to talk about that one.
I mean, you don't want to go back and see Barney, do you?
Well, it says I have to patch the client.
What
if I could do it while I'm in game?
Patch what client?
The Legends of Norrath. I have to run it outside of EverQuest to get the client working.
Oh, okay.
It's got a patch. I haven't ran it for a while.
All right, well, do what you got to do. I have no idea if you can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm pretty sure I can because they're two separate programs.
Well, if you can, it's not going to affect us in-game here. I mean, on the channel here.
No, but I've noticed that sometimes, you know, trying to run Legends of Norrath while you're in-game will crash you. And I think it has to do with the client. But, you know, I wonder about those people who have not downloaded the outside client and just play in-game only, what happens. Because I have both. So, you know, I have EverQuest running, but I can't bring it up until I run Legends of Norrath client outside of the game to patch.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
I I suppose. I really don't do the
yeah.
I really don't do the games. So. All right. So let's see here.
You're not supposed to be coughing anymore. That's supposed to fix you.
Well, I finished my tea like an hour
ago. I know, but you know, besides at this point in time when you're actually doing it, have you seemed like you've been coughing less during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, I am coughing less during the day. It's just right now, of course, I'm constantly talking, so it doesn't help.
So my alchemy level probably went up 1 to 6.
Yes.
Ding.
Woo! Okay.
And it's really funny because I'm really a tailor. I'm not an alchemist.
Hmm.
But I feel like I'm an alchemist. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. No, you'd be a provisioner there, wouldn't you?
No, because alchemy makes potions.
What's that?
I'm making you a tea, but it's a potion, too, so...
Hmm.
Which, well, it could be a tea. I mean, it could be a provisioner thing, because it's a tea. All right, well, I could go with provisioner. Doesn't sound as devious and evil as alchemy.
But wait a minute. Delmon is saying that he deigned to a 400 transit. So what does that make you in... Delmon, what does that make you in... trade skill level?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
That's separate.
Okay, well, he's a 400 transmuter. Delmon, 400 transmuter. There you are. You get your little trade skill blink.
He needs a really big ding. Do you understand he's maxed out in transmuting? That is extremely hard to get.
You know what's even... you know what's even really harder to get?
What?
Delmon, a really big ding.
Can we try?
Only because it's the Delmon.
Do it for the Delmon.
The Delmon has reached 400 and transmuted.
Long live the Delmon!
Yeah, it looks like he's won. He's maxed it all out.
All right, well, that's great.
Nice for playing. Thank you for playing EverQuest 2, Delmon. Just leave all your plat to me.
And Delmon...
your gear to Jethel and all your house items to Xanadi, okay?
Yeah, house items to Xanadi. And we'll see you next week on, I suppose, EQOA Day instead of EQ Tuesday. Delmon's going to be going to EQ... God damn it.
EQOA. He needs to try and beat that.
Hmm. So there we go.
Delmon, so what are you... EQOA. When are you going to be sending the plat?
And send me your women!
He has women.
Dwarf women!
I thought he had to buy those.
He does? Wow. Oh, by the way, I was talking to, I was talking to a lot of the dev team, actually. And, apparently, you know, I've mentioned several times that I wish the Maiden's Fancy had made it into the game.
Yeah.
They tell me it did, but it's called something else now.
Yeah, in Nariak, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called something else now, and the reason they couldn't make it a brothel is they wanted to keep their G rating, or the, you know what I mean? They didn't want to go to an R. They didn't want to go to an R rating.
You mean PG-13?
Yeah. And there was also, I guess they did try it, and there were also issues with pole dancing animations and stuff like that.
Oh, they had pole dancing?
I guess what they had tried was they tried to make the Maidens Fancy, and they were going to turn it into basically a stripping club, a strip club. And try it with pole dancing and stuff like that. You know, they weren't going to have nude girls, of course, but...
No.
But there were some kind of issues with the animations, and they wanted to keep their rating and stuff like that, so they really couldn't do it. So that's that.
Well, Well, thanks for trying, guys.
Oh, well.
Okay, it's patched. Now let's see if they'll let me bring it up in-game.
All right, and we will hear live whether or not Elkman got anything good.
Did I get anything good? Did I?
Come on, Warg.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the client to come up now in-game.
Oh, okay.
The tension is exciting.
Unless I totally crash it. Client invalid version. Please repatch.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe you need to log out.
No, I'm just going to bring up the client separately. I'm not going to harass it.
Sure, I mean, you know, if you want to find out live on the show.
I didn't actually bring the client fully up. I let it patch, but I didn't start it, so that might be the problem.
Okay, well, go ahead and repatch or whatever it is you need to do.
I'm just going to bring it up and go through the client.
Right, well, I hope you get something for me.
Give me something, baby.
I gave you everything.
Well, that's because you love me.
I know. I didn't give you my skeleton form money yet.
Fennec actually gave me a very nice birthday present.
What'd you get?
Let me link this in the chat thing. He gave me a sword that I can't use yet, but once I once I'm able to, it'd be kind of cool. Let me put this in the chat channel here. There we go. The crystalline short sword. Looks really cool. It actually matches the gloom blade that I am using in my other hand. Let me link that one as well.
Did I just?
Hmm.
I thought I heard. I think I knew what I was doing wrong.
Well, what were you doing now? Don't keep us in the dark.
Well, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
What?
You know, I claimed it, but it's not showing up in my thing.
Well, maybe it takes a minute. I don't know.
No, it should be instantaneous.
I don't have a clue, hon. Couldn't tell you.
Maybe Delmon can fill us in on what needs to be done to claim something for the Legends of Norrath.
We all know that Delmon loves Legends of Norrath. Oh, by the way, while we were sitting at the actual big meeting thing on Saturday, I was actually sitting right next to the person in charge of Legends of Norrath.
Now, I'm going to camp out. I've closed down the other client because it's not in my book, and I've already redeemed it.
Oh, all right. Yep, so I was sitting right next to the person in charge of Legends of Norrath. It was really cool. She went up and did a little presentation, stuff like that, and I guess some people have actually gotten their faces on new cards, on some of the cards for the Inquisitor pack.
Well, there's some really hardcore players in the games. I mean, in the card games. And if anybody pays attention, some of these tournaments, they've been paying, like, buku bucks for the winners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the card game, and I try to play, but I'm not that good at it. And I'm one of those that are into more of the collection. I mean, I have a scout deck that I keep adding to with all the cards I can get, and it's like, you know, it's my little collection thing. But I just don't have the time to devote to studying the cards and memorizing them and knowing what to really do with them. All right. Let's try this again.
All right.
I'm going to try logging back into Norrath and then trying the card client since I ran the other one. And if not, then I'll probably have to petition. Help!
Oh, and by the way, one of the things we discussed was... you know, the support team got up and had a few words and stuff like that. And they were asked about people petitioning about bad names. names that may have been against the naming policies and stuff like that. And the word on it is, please, for the love of God, stop petitioning about bad names. We have other things more important to worry about than whether or not someone is named like Juicy Melons or something like that.
So, for the AB server, that means us that have been carrying the banner of trying to get them to have at least correct names in the game, we need to back off. And I'm one of those big supporters that say, hey, if you know they got a screwy name, report them, report them.
Oh, I've done my fair share of petitioning over bad names, stuff like that. But yes, they have a lot more to worry about than whether or not someone is named, you know, LinkedIn
Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurter or
something
like that. You know, it's one of the biggest concerns right now is credit card fraud and stuff like that. So those of you who think it's really great to, like, buy platinum from these farmers, stuff like that, you're probably going to be the next on the list to suffer from credit card fraud, because what apparently these guys are doing is you buy their platinum with your credit card.
And then they use it.
Then they use your credit card to open more farming accounts. They said that's happening more and more often.
And in the end, Sony loses out because...
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you reverse charges on your card. But these platformers have already been paid. So Sony's the one that messes out on this. So don't buy friggin' plat, all right? I mean, I used to do it in EQ1. I admit it.
EQ1 is totally different.
But I never paid with my credit card. I always use PayPal, which is a bit more secure. But... that's another matter entirely.
Besides, if you're up there in level, making plat is not that hard.
No, it's not at all. I'm surprised. I mean, I made 10 plat in one night once.
So there you go. Platinum has always been for the higher level character.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
I thought you were getting these more teas.
Did you want more?
Duh.
Okay, I'll be back, guys.
Well, have the boy make it.
He doesn't know how to mix it up. Only I do.
Well, fine. You
hey,
mix it up.
It will just take me a couple minutes, okay?
All right.
Bye.
All right, so Elk goes off to make me some tea, because I'm hacking up a lung here. I don't know what the heck happened there. Let's see. So we had our ass of the night. Let me see something here. There was something going on today. Let's see. Oh, man. It was either the birthday or the anniversary of his more famous books, but Douglas Adams, the writer of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I believe it was actually his birthday today. Let me see. Yep, today is Douglas Adams' birthday, so happy birthday to Douglas Adams, the late Douglas Adams, I might say. Creator of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and the Restaurant at the End of the Universe. All right. So, happy birthday to
Douglas Adams.
I love The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's fun. You know what? I'm going to go pause. Sorry I don't have a lot more prepared, folks, but I was gone all weekend at the summit. Again, I had a wonderful time. Had a great time meeting Venok, one of my guildmates. I think he's a nice guy. I really think he's a great guy. And he was supposed to join us here tonight. Unfortunately, he's having some technical issues, and his mic is very low, and we can't get it back up. And maybe next week. Maybe we can figure out what his problem is, and we'll get him on here next week. We'll see. Let's see. Anything else going on here? Let's see. I'm just... Yes, the only 5-part trilogy ever written. Thank you, Trifly. That's funny. I think I'm going to go ahead and put on some music while I hack up a lung. If you have any requests for any of my songs, let me know. And I'll be more than happy to get them in there if I can. Let's go ahead and start with this one, I suppose. Since we're talking about platinum, you know what they say, folks. It's all about the platinum. We'll be back in just a bit. All right, and we are back. It is now 9 o'clock on the west coast of the U.S., it's the day after Jethel turned 37. 37 years old. Truly a monumental occasion.
Ta-da!
Woo! And we slaughtered a baby cow and ate it just for the fun of it.
Little baby cow. You ate it. I didn't.
Yeah.
I had seafood.
Yeah, you had seafood. Those mollusks, those mollusks were still alive and they were screaming.
I loved them.
Little mollusks. And their little shells going, no, no, Detos, kind lady, please.
They were already cooked and open and going, ah.
Did you me?
So I did.
They were cooked alive.
Of course.
And you are a brutal murderer without honor.
Hey, no, wait a minute. The Klingons ate a lot of food live, so I don't want to hear about it.
You have no honor.
Yes, I have plenty of honor.
That's what I don't get about vegetarians. They'll throw a fit when I have veal, but you're eating stuff that's still alive.
So did the Klingons.
What, we did it with honor.
I did mine with honor, too. I drank wine on them. It was very good wine, too. I'm a white wine fan, too. So should I give everybody an update on my booster pack?
Oh, go right ahead. The non-existent booster pack.
Well, I redeemed it, and it didn't show up in the client outside of the game, and killing EQ and running the outside client and patching it, it still didn't show up, and then checking in game, and it didn't. It's missing, so I petitioned, and I'll let you know next week if I get it back. Maybe I should have just kept it in my pack forever.
Well, you know.
Oh, I know better. They'll fix me.
Well, we'll have you check it again before we go off the air tonight. See if it's there.
Well, huh, the thing is, usually it's instantaneous. I've redeemed them before.
Well,
and
so
like,
have I, but I don't know.
And they're usually, you redeem it, you open the client, and boom, it's there, and it's not there this time.
Have you tried the out-of-game client?
Yes, I did. Remember when I tried the in-game client? It said, no, you need to patch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The client, I went straight to the outside client. No, it's not in my bags, Delmon. I redeemed it from my bags.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll wait till next week.
Oh, well. Well, it'll show up eventually.
But I got one.
Yep.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have a ding to announce here. So I think we do. I thought I saw one. Oh, yes. Elquin Jenna.
Who? Oh,
you.
Me?
124 AA points.
And I haven't spent a lot of them lately.
Well, congratulations. Let me give you the AA ding. There we go, the AA ding. Congratulations on 124 AA points.
Let's take a look real quick. Yeah, I have 11 I haven't spent yet.
Ah.
I'm just letting accumulate until I figure out what the heck I want to do.
Yeah, I don't have any open right now. I went around and changed my Predator and Ranger things there. We're being told that Xanadi dinged to a 66 Alchemist. Let's go ahead and give her the trade ding. Congratulations there. Yeah, so right now I am... Let's see, I've tried... I'm always going to have the ranged tree going in the Predator thing. But this time around, I'm actually going into the hiding and stuff like that. So I have, like, what does this do? Lowering hate and increasing my stealth and stalk abilities. I figure, hey, I'm going out with, I'm going out with you and with Xanadi all the time. I'm going to need as many anti-aggro things as I can get.
I don't know what tree I've gone down. I'll have to look real quick.
I've
gone down the hunter one, and I've gone down the archer one, so I could use either one of those titles, actually. But I love the hunter one. I just wish it would say huntress instead of hunter, because I'm female.
Which one is the hunter one?
Let's see. Hang on a second. Give me a second. It's the predator achievements. Yeah. It's the very center one. It starts out with stamina.
Right.
And
stamina
then
range, right.
Spinning spear.
Mm-hmm.
And conditioning, and then surrounding attacks, and then finally impenetrable. And that's really a parry. It's 100% parry.
Yeah, but only for a few seconds, isn't it?
It lasts for 12 seconds. That's quite a long time. I could throw it up, and nothing could hit me.
That's enough time to hit escape.
No, you can't do anything during that moment.
No!
But you remember, I'm pet specced. Okay, under my ranger achievements, I have the befriend animal line.
Yeah.
So if you've got a pet and you hit that, nothing can hit you and your pet can chew into them. And of course, the mob's attention is on you, so it doesn't get hit. So it can do damage while you regen. If you have things like, I have natural recovery, okay? It's out of power, out of combat, but, you still regen when you're in combat to a certain degree. There's probably stuff here that I could probably max out, but I just don't know what to do. I've on my ranger achievements, I'm all the way down to double arrow and befriend animal. Predatory achievements, I've down to impenetrable.
Impenetrable.
I even screw you up, don't I? Impose.
Well, you've been drinking, so.
I'm having some brawls. I gotta celebrate the video somehow.
Mm.
Impose.
And of course, I don't drink, which Brass actually found rather humorous. That I play the drunken dwarf, but I don't drink in real life. I figure it this way, I'm this wacky in real life, completely sober. Can you imagine what I'd be like if I was drunk? I'd be a total ass.
There'd be no stopping you.
I would be a total ass, and then I would have to put myself on the
ass of the night.
I'm thinking about maybe running down the poison line, because I do a lot of poisons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
You know something? There was something on the spinning spear. When I first took it, you had to have a spear equipped in your main hand. They removed that. So, since they removed the requirement...
You don't have to have a spear now?
No. They removed... That's like the second one down on any of the lines.
Okay.
On the first, and you've got...
You're right. Mm-hmm.
On the strength line and agility. The second one down from all those was sort of like the piece of equipment you had to use. The first one was slashing, and the other one was point-blank shot, and then spinning spear, you had a spear, but the poison one said you had to have a dagger, and I'm not much of a dagger user. I'm not.
I'm not so thrilled with them myself.
No, you know, I'm not a rogue. So I never went down that. So I might start pumping some into there because I always use poison on my blades.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I use 3.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, I have to. I mean, when I'm out selling, I can tell the difference between when I'm using poison and when I'm not. And trust me, it really does account for a lot. One of the poisons I use, delivers a poison and also heals me. Another one, sort of roots them for a short period of time. And what's the other one do? And these are different colors. You can have a red, a blue, and a purple on you. Yeah, let's see, what's my purple one? Ward Ebbing.
Uh-huh.
Basically decreases their wisdom, the mitigation of all targets to all magical by damage by 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like expert. This is like really mastercrafted, wonderful, yummy stuff. And it grants a total of 60 triggers per spell. That's purple.
Okay.
Now my blue one is a fettering potion, and it's also an expert in mastercraft, really extremely wonderful stuff. And it slows the target by 53%. And this is on top of all the other little things on my gear that say that, you know, that slow them and stuff. Okay. And then my red one is hemotoxin. This happens to be dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I'm not using that one. Hang on. Vitality Breach. That's the one that heals me.
All right. I want to give a little bit of a shout-out here to Kira from Online Gaming Radio's Rock and Roll Play. She and Drew cover tabletop gaming and whatnot, and they've been off for a little bit there, but she just told me that she's tuned in to the show tonight. Welcome, Kira. Welcome to the show, and I'm sure that she and Drew were mourning the loss of the creator of Dungeons & Dragons last week.
Who didn't?
Well, maybe all those people that think it's evil and
Well, we don't associate with them. They don't matter.
That's right. They don't matter because they have no honor.
No honor at all!
Why did I know that was coming?
Because you are one of great honor.
Oh, well, a minute ago you said I had no honor.
You have no honor!
Make up your mind.
You know, I don't know what it is about the tea tonight, but my voice is actually suffering tonight. I don't think it's the tea. I just don't think it's helping as much as it should.
Well, you're supposed to drink it before you start straining it.
Oh, not during?
No, and that's the problem. I need to put it in the thermos for you, because when it's not so much just drinking the tea, it's supposed to, you sip it as you need it.
So what you're saying is the damage is done, and this may be too little too late.
No, we're fixing it, but you just need to take a sip of it when you need it.
That's it, it's too little too late. Jethel's voice is completely destroyed.
But at least I can do that really cool movie announcer voice.
No, that's true.
Let me do that. Let me get that going here.
Okay.
This summer, to a theater near you. He had a quiver full of arrows. She followed him around like a little puppy. Sony Online Entertainment brings you Jethel and Elquim, a love story.
Oh, Jethel.
Action, romance, desire. He knew too much.
We know too much.
You know too much, dear.
I know. And Trinair will not let me go.
Damn her.
Action. Adventure. Look out!
Doc!
All right.
Yeah, I thought it was getting good.
We gotta script that up one of these days.
That'd be funny.
It would be, actually.
I think we can learn it.
Okay. Any update? You got that card yet?
Are you serious?
Give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot, but I'm pretty sure it's gone bye-bye for the time being until I get somebody to put it back. I'm bringing up the in-game client again.
All right, okay.
It would be right there on the front page of the book. Right? Collection manager. Not there. Anything redeemable is like on the first page because I have one event pass there. Second page contains any loot cards. Third page contains anything that you've redeemed. And there's only been like a couple things I've redeemed, and it's not there.
I don't know.
I'll just have to wait and be patient, and hopefully I don't get emoji answering my...
Hello, hello, how can I help you? I'm telling you, I'm not in India. I am from the American United States.
But that's not going to match much, you know. True saying, well, we have a whole channel full of people. Yeah. I just have to be patient and just wait, and hopefully they'll fix it, and hopefully...
And besides, now I have friends on the inside.
No, you were not going to. No.
Bruce!
No!
I spent hours talking to the new producer, the head producer of EverQuest 2. I forget what his last name is. His first name is Bruce.
Ferguson?
Yeah, Bruce Ferguson. He is awesome. He's great, and he was so...
I figured he would be, because, you know, I felt so bad for him. He made a joke on the forums, and everybody, of course, went and got on their high horse and took it wrong, and, oh, my God, he said this, and, you know. He was trying to be funny, the poor guy, and he learned the hard way that the trolls of the forum will eat you alive if you're not careful.
Well, just remember what happened to Brenlo back in EQ1 days.
Yeah, and you keep bringing it up to him. Is that what it was? It's like he's telling
for those of you who don't know, Brenlo made some kind of a comment
in the Ranger forum,
derogatory toward Rangers. He was joking. He was joking, and this was years ago, back in EQ1. And immediately, the stigma got attached to him that he hates Rangers. And so
the Ranger community wanted to flail him.
Oh yes.
Oh my God.
So now, don't know if any one of you have noticed this, but Brenlo is in the Rangers Epic in EQ2 when he helps you.
He comes to the rescue.
He comes to the rescue. You cannot complete your Epic without him coming to the rescue. So that's kind of a little homage to him.
And I like it. I think it's funny. Poor Brenlo. I see, you know.
He's a good guy. He really is.
Well, you know, the way most partitions go is that I'll go through the first line, and the guy will just kind of open it and read the first two letters of my email, which is why I
actually
put,
Delmon,
please read this carefully.
Delmon is saying here, it's actually on page 4 or something like that. He said that if you don't like playing a ranger, roll another class.
Yeah.
So, you got nothing. And, Julium, it looks like maybe you're drunk. He just congratulated you on a nice job instead of a nice job.
That Yeoman doesn't drink. So anyway, back to the petition. Like I said, I'll probably get one that reads like the first two words, which I put, hopefully, says, you know, maybe they'll read beyond the first two words. As I wrote, please read this carefully. and hopefully they'll read it carefully and not tell me to try and do a scan system of the files or anything like that. Hopefully they'll just be smart and bump me up to somebody that can actually do something, which will make me extremely happy. Well, I miss the old days of the guides.
Oh, so do I. They were fun. They liked to, most of them liked to role play too.
Of course we did. But, you know, when we were handling the cues and stuff, you know, we were able to at least feel like we were doing something for the players and helping them with, you know, the simple things. You know, and if it was something we couldn't do, we'd bump it up. And we would keep after our GM to get them answered. But, of course, when they removed the GMs per server, I mean, there was a GM that was assigned to a server. You knew his hours. So if a person had a real problem that you couldn't do anything with and nobody else seemed to help him, you could tell him, okay, our GM will be in during these hours.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. There's just something about benefit of the doubt that you got to keep in mind. And nobody's going to like me saying this, but yeah, WoW's customer service still has benefit of the doubt. I've never had a bad experience with WoW customer service.
Now, from what they told me at the, well, what they told all of us at the summit over the weekend is, yes, they admit it, the first level of support is in India.
Are you allowed to say that?
I don't believe that was NDA. As a matter of fact, it's pretty common knowledge, actually. But they are working on revamping the customer service area, and they're trying to get away from that as much as they can.
Be better for them.
I think so, too. And I really think it would do a much better job if they would allow GMs again.
God, yeah. I think so. I mean,
what the hell was the big problem with GMs? You weren't paying them.
GMs got a free count. No. GMs worked at Sony in San Diego. Guides, I'm sorry. Were free. Okay. Now, the only problem is that some of the guides went nutsoid. I can't explain it any more than that. Is they would get enough power, and guides are given a certain degree of power to do things. Went nutsoid. I think there was two cases of them going to, the sleeper's cave and dragging people in there and basically feeding them to the dragon.
Oh, great.
Serious. Because you had the ability to bring people to you.
So basically they were like, I'm really tired of being a guide, and if I'm going out, I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
That's basically what they did.
Very nice.
Okay. which wasn't cool.
No, not at all.
I think they did it on Emar. There was one guy that went bananas on Emar, and because I remember coming in and hearing that some guide was, you know, there's a bunch of people being killed in the north wing of what was the dragon area in Western Wastes?
Oh,
Eastern Wastes?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of
right.
The name.
There was the east side, and then the west side, and then the north side, which was the worst because none of the dragons liked you.
The Temple of Vision.
Okay.
Is that it? Temple of Vision?
Well, there was a guide that it was starting to pull guild people into that.
Yes, it was the Temple of Vision. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking Vision's Peak, but that's the one in Lavastrom.
So here you have a person.
Burning Woods.
So here you have a person that you trust, who's gained the trust of, you know.
And totally freaks out and starts raving havoc.
Who has the power, and then, you know, wrecks it for everybody else. But, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's that's always the case. There's always somebody somewhere that's going to wreck it for everybody else.
And just because that jackass did that, now we have to talk to this guy. Hello, how can I help you?
Basically, they had no other choice.
I'm telling you, I am from the New York City thingy.
Go on down to Ill Will Press and see if you can find rants on Indian customer support.
There's tons.
I love foamy.
Oh, there's tons. So, you know, you can't really blame them for what they did and having to drop what they were doing. I mean, they couldn't keep continuing trusting. I mean, burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the case. Oh, do I have to escape, or is my thing going to take care of the stupid thing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Not a clue. Down to 10% health in my...
It's time to go.
No, I'm not giving up.
All right, die then. See if I care.
He's dropping. I just have to stay away from him and keep my pet at him. He's at 22%. I'm at 11%. It's called kiting. Lost art form. That is one thing I'm so happy for. We can kite again. Decently.
Oh, yeah? You'll have to show me how.
I do.
Oop, did we lose the feed here? No, we're still on.
Between rope and rope shot and the poisons that I use, I can kite.
I haven't had a chance really to deal with rope shot at all.
Well, I've gone back to kiting. I mean, it's not... You can't root them, all right, like we used to.
Right.
But it's more like a snare, okay? And there's one thing I do that has little lightning bolts that come out above their heads that actually freezes them for a while.
Right.
I'm not sure what that is. Only because your UI doesn't show me what's affecting the mob.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing to them. So I may have to go back to original stuff on them. Because I'm dying to know. And then, of course, we got the spike trap or trap, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, True Flight's saying that's my rain collar coming into effect.
Oh, you're still using the rain collar?
Well, you know, I trade off, you know. True said something about the rain collar being really good for soloing, so I switched back to it.
Ah.
And yeah, it goes off. I mean, right now, the mob that I'm trying to kill, it's dead. It didn't even hit my trap.
Okay, yeah, well, when you mentioned the thunder and the lightning holding him in place, it sounded like the rain caller's effect to me, but I thought you had switched to another bow, so...
Well, I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I carry about 5 bows with me all the time. My torn ligament longbow is what I usually use.
Yeah, that's what I have normally.
See, when you go into one of these instances, or dungeons, that's really good. Dungeons...
You need to stop drinking.
No, of course not. It's always good to be able to switch to a fresh bow if you get hurt. I mean, you get to about 80% on your gear, and it might be advisable to switch to a good, you know, a full 100% bow. So I kind of switch them out.
Thank you.
see. What other bows do I have on? I have a poison launcher. I have something piercer. I have lich, river bow,
mm-hmm.
torn ligament, and I still carry my imbued ebony bow. I'm going to have to find somebody that can create the next one up with the rose, with the ebony, with the mahogany.
Ah.
That would be nice.
Alright, you know what?
What?
I think that's about it. My voice is starting to crack again. You know, I'm just honestly thinking that I need to take some time off and get my voice back together. I don't know. I was debating whether or not I should have a show tonight. That's why I'm taking half-hour-long music breaks, trying to give my voice a rest.
You haven't talked this long in a long time.
Alright, so let me line up some music here. This is Casey Kasem with Dorathian Top 10. Just when you thought I was dead.
He's still doing that, isn't he?
I have no idea.
I bet you he is.
Last I saw, he was doing some kind of commercial. He's like Dick Clark. He just won't go away.
Won't die.
Someone drive a stake in his heart! Let's see here. We're going to line up some music and we'll end the show with a good old music break here.
And everybody watch Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale.
Yes, I was going to say that because that's the first song I'm going to be playing on the music break here. Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale. The video is available for download at kithacore.org or on YouTube, if you let me finish.
Sorry.
Or on YouTube, you can look up Elquin or just type in Brell's Magic Keg. And you can see it there, streaming or whatever.
And Brell's is coming next week, I betcha.
Yep.
The Zoontide.
Yep, the Brell's thingamadiggy there.
Brell Day.
Brell's Day is coming up soon.
I would say next week.
Hey!
Zoontide.
Mm, and of course, the treasure chest.
The treasure, that was cool.
The treasure chest on EverQuest.com. Or is it EQ2 Players? I can't remember. Yes, EQ2 Players. The treasure chest has been updated, and Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale. It's right on top, baby.
Oh, yeah. So cool.
It's been a while since I've been on the treasure chest. I think people take me for granted now.
You were on it just about every friggin' week there for a while.
I have been on the treasure chest more than any person. I've been on it at least 26 times. Okay, so let's see here. Set up some songs. Try to put some of the newer ones on there.
Yep, dwarves get to celebrate next week.
Woo! Not only dwarves, anyone that likes ale.
Mainly dwarves.
Ale! Oh yeah, I forgot about the legend.
So, like, next week, are you going to have dwarf reports from...
Yes. I did not actually go to the summit. The drunken dwarf went to the summit, and he took a voice recorder with him, and he had some interviews and stuff like that. I just really haven't had time to sort through it all and do any editing. So, next week, we'll have the full report from the drunken dwarf.
He actually had Grimwell screaming for help.
Yes.
He was like, pardon me, sir. Who are you and what do you do?
He's like, someone help me.
Me? That was just like totally too funny.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up with a big old half-hour music break here. I'm actually very happy. I thought for sure we were going to have an online fight, an on-the-air fight between my two producers. Of course, my temporary producer, Carton of Whoppers, is still here on my desk. Of course, he's being joined by my normal producer, 4-pound Bucket of Jelly Beans. I thought there was going to be an all-out, knockdown, drag-out fight, but they behaved themselves. So that's good. That means less cleanup for me.
They got along?
Yeah. They sat here and they listened rather well. And I munched from each one of the containers during
that's
the music
why.
Break. So, you know, I was being fair and balanced. Just like Fox News.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. If I was being Fox News, I would tell people that these are 4-pound bucket of jelly beans and a thing of Whoppers and actually have ice cream.
Yeah, you're missing that.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up with a nice music montage here. Again, Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale. The video is now available at kithacore.org or YouTube. And let's go ahead and listen to Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale. So for Elgin, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. And good hunting.
And breathe heavy for Delmon.
Oh, Delmon. You think that did it?
Maybe.
Do you want me to get worse?
Nah, it's all right.
All right. He's not paying me, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and end with some music. Music!
I finished that quest now I've got this big old keg, but I don't drink. So what am I supposed to do with it? Gotta be good for something. Brell's Magic Keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
In ale!
A pitcher of tea with ice.
For ale!
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Drinking all night, getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, you're ruining my house.
Aren't you doing it all wrong?
It's my keg. I'll do with it whatever I want.
Yeah, but... Oh, all right.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
It's for ale.
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale, sorry.
Make a hot tub to relax.
But.
A place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Not to store weapons, cheese, or mail. Ale, ale. Look, you can't make it into something that it's not!
Well, why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
I'm a dwarf!
Not every dwarf is a drunk!
Oh?
What?
Them's is fighting words! Ready, drunks?
Ready!
Yo!
Hey!
Let's sing it!
Brell's Magic Keg is for ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale! Up all night, getting dizzy and pale! Ale!
Dwarves do more than drink!
Ha! Huh, you lie! Stop lying!
You, Coppershot! Eh? You own your own business!
Oh, well, yeah, but it's a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet!
Huh?
You're a respective craftsman!
Yeah, true, true.
And Grumman! You're a guard boldly defending the city of Kinos!
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It! What do you think gives them that courage? Huh?
Son of a
Brell's Magic Keg is for ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale!
In cities, forests, a boat's making sail!
Ale! Ale! Ale!
Ale!
Ale!
Ale!
Ale!
Magic King is for
Bill's Magic King is for ale! Ha!
He's standing in the swamp with his scabbard down low. He couldn't get through, only one way to go. So the eyes of the trolls, a dead end it seemed, sown in the air, and with a battle scream, he got the first one down, just diced him away. He had blood in his eye, and on the very next day, he folds a custom claymore in a trade skill store. He didn't know how to swing it, but he knew for sure that old claymore felt good in his hand, and it didn't take long to kill a man. But just one claymore swung way down low. He ran up to the thicket, only one way to go, and so he started.
Again, I'm bootleg.
slinging around in lava storm. Oh, the Afridi Wildebaran heard frustrated cries, going shouts all night. They're never gonna drop for her again. Dude who just wants something good, clear his own for little more than squat. Foolish though it seems, a rare card's in his dreams, little back for giving all he's got. Kill a name, the drop rates are really lame when you're looting the legends of Norath. Days and weeks go by, a disappointment makes her cry, looking for the legends of Norath. Somebody looted the hat 15 minutes after I logged off. Perfect.
Well, you can grab my loot, just steal it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks, seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train in sunshine or in rain, go pull an epic dragon, will be lunch. But if you swing the axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just the kind of guy I got a hunch.
Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I've started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, at Wood Mountain and Sam's, they're going half as fast or twice to work.
Frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The dens and lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack.
Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest a living hell, you're doing it just to sell everyone, and the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my ore, just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin, it's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass. I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on BBP. Don't steal my tin, patience is wearing thin. We'd all like to beat you with a stick, or tie you in a bag. You straight field farming hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink.
I saw him in Kino's outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guys wouldn't wait to kill the Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Pod. No, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. Fippy Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Pod. Whoa, the Fippy Dark.
Than the little more pop, the Fippy Dark Pop, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pop. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the river bell trout. The Fippy Dark Pop, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pop. Oh, oh, the Fippy Dark Pop. Oh, I started hunting just pubs, charging the gate. He should have got back in, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems to wait. But no kebab waiting on his unhinged chains. Fippy Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Whoa, whoa, the Fippy Dark Pod. Dark Pod, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pod. Whoa, whoa, the Fippy Dark Pod.
Whoa, whoa, take a hint. He can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw.
Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. That little nose brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps it coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charging, getting killed till they cancel this game.
Here's a note for the story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Paw.
F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Oh, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw.
That's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemugs!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.